I'm about to explain what FedNow is and what it might mean in the not-so-distant future, as in next month, July 2023. If you still thought the government was on your side, I'm here to dash your dreams with some insights from the brilliant Miss Webb. Would you like your payments to be super quick, extra convenient, always on time, and never have to deal with any of those pesky charges in your bank account to confuse your mind? Well, with FedNow, never worry about that again. All you have to give up is all of your freedom. That's right. You didn't want to own anything anyways, did you? Recently, there's been a fair talk about CBDCs and how that'll work. A lot of people don't know exactly how the government could get everybody to join in on such a program. Maybe that exact scenario can't happen, but it doesn't need to happen for this to work. They can use a pretty sneaky and slimy way, and I'm going to explain how, with the help of Miss Webb, what that might look like with FedNow. In this clip I'm about to play, Natalie Burnell sits down with Whitney Webb, and the two of them talk about what CBDCs might look like.
So essentially what they say there is that in order to stop cybercrime, you should not just stop people from being able to use Bitcoin as a currency. You should essentially target Bitcoin and drive its value down to zero, because as long as it has value, it's still a driver of cybercrime. So that's pretty crazy. And if you consider, you know, the insane efforts that are technically really illegal of the U.S. government right now to stop, for example, banks from engaging in crypto business, like you had with Signature Bank, for example. I mean, that's totally insane what happened there, and really egregious. You know, if this type of activity continues, which is likely, what we could see could be truly unprecedented stuff, like efforts to completely illegalize the use of Bitcoins.
Next up, she talks a little bit about, would that be able to work? Would the government be able to impose such a restriction on all of its citizens?
But what they could do is, you know, oh, there's this cyber crime, the cyber attack, your phone starts working, and the federal government tells everyone, oh, your money's not safe. So for your security, we're transferring your holdings in this or that, regardless of what it's in, into CBDC tokens or something like that, or some other sort of paradigm like that. I think people need to be really aware of that.
What she explains right there is extremely plausible. The government could come in and say, hey, we don't know where the terrorists are coming from. The cyber criminals are attacking from every angle. It doesn't matter what your financial institution is. U.S. Bank, Bank of America, Chase, J.P. Morgan, does not matter. All of those tokens, all of that digital currency that you currently have in any of those banks, and trade it in for our new CBDC. And you better believe that J.P. Morgan and Chase and all of these people would already be on board with such a thing. They're the ones being bailed out. They're the ones that stand to gain the most from such a thing. What do they care if you're using U.S. dollars or CBDCs? It doesn't matter to them as long as you're using them, period. And if they're all in cahoots, then you would be ipso facto. They might not be able to just get out on stage and say, hey, everybody has to start using FedNow. But that isn't how it would work. I'm going to break down exactly how I understand FedNow to work and explain what I see as a possibility with the government getting in the way of what you want to do.
How will the FedNow service work? Imagine the owner of a coffee shop is running low on coffee beans and needs to schedule a quick delivery. She places an order, and the coffee bean company sends her a request for payment. She responds to the request for payment and pays for the coffee beans right then and there through an app from her credit union, which uses the FedNow service. Once she initiates the payment, her credit union screens the payment and sends an ISO 20022 compliant payment message, either directly or through a service provider to the FedNow service over the Federal Reserve's FedLine network.
Did you catch that?
ISO 20022 compliant payment message.
Did you hear what he said right there? An ISO 222, whatever that is, compliant. Check this out. What is ISO 222? A single standardization approach, methodology, process, repository to be used by all financial standards initiatives. At first glance, such a thing might seem like a handy thing, a global dictionary that everybody can agree to the terms of, but the thing about dictionaries is that somebody has to write them. And when it comes to financial standards, that should not be set by any governing body. There should be no board of directors, no person, no persons that say, hey, this is what this means. That is the kind of thing that should be decided by you and I. Let me pose to you an idea here real quick that hit me earlier today. There is only one money. There has only ever been one money. You might say, well, no, that's not true, Dell. People have used gold and seashells and all kinds of different things, fiat, etc., etc. And I would argue, no, those are different versions of a one money. Here's what I mean by that. There is only one equation of 2 plus 2 equals 4. That's it. There are different ways that you could say that. You could say two apples or two bananas or two whatevers, but it's always the same thing. Throughout time, we've used different versions of money, and to my knowledge, all of them have failed in some way or another. They've been manipulated. The problem when somebody or somebodies runs the show is they start messing with that formula. In their hands, 2 plus 2 no longer equals 4. It might equal 5 or 6 or Tuesday, apple, Sunday, turnover pie. Who knows what it might mean? Because when somebody goes, I don't like how 2 plus 2 only ever always equals 4. I don't like 4. I want it to equal funny monkeys. When you have people at the head of government saying, this is how it is, 2 plus 2 equals tennis balls now, then you've got a big, big problem. Because 2 plus 2 doesn't equal anything but 4. Always and forever. Period. You might be wondering, what the heck does this have to do with Bitcoin and money and CBDCs and FedNow? I'm getting to that. The point that I'm making here is that money is an idea. It is what it is, what it is. It doesn't change. Bitcoin is the best version of money that we have ever had in all of human history. Bitcoin is the closest to true money that we have ever had. It is something that cannot be manipulated by anyone, anywhere, period.
You know, when it seems like a major economic crisis is waiting in the wings, Bitcoin, just like gold, you can't eat it, right? So there's certain things that I think people should do to prepare that involve, you know, taking care of your more immediate needs, maybe having a food store, having plans like that about securing, you know, your basic needs for you and your family.
Whitney Webb explains right there that keeping yourself safe does not start and end with Bitcoin. There's more that you need to do. If, as the saying goes, the doo-doo hits the fan, do you have a plan to get out of Dodge? Do you have a way to hunker down? What do you have in place to protect yourself? One of the so many wild and crazy things about the Bitcoin rabbit hole is where it leads. Where does it lead you? What is it you're looking into? What things interest you? Because if it's just Bitcoin, well, that'll last you quite a while. But there's so much else to explore, so many other things to improve on. If at this point in your Bitcoin rabbit hole journey, you're still at the very start and you're still curious about how Bitcoin works, I encourage you to keep on watching videos. Stay tuned here on Simply Bitcoin. Ask questions on the live show. I believe we're at the point in the movie where the soft men have made some very hard times. And right now, the shaping of strong men is happening. And I'm curious what it is you're doing to improve your life beyond learning about Bitcoin.